Blog Talk Radio.
You know I love music. And every time I hear something hot, it makes me want to move. It makes me want to have fun. But it's something about this joint right here. This joint right here, it makes me want to...
World, you just tuned in to Blog Talk Radio, and this is Talk to Me, hosted by the one and the only, the most fantabulous, loveliest, wealthiest, and most jubilant sister in the world. That's right, my name is Minister Cherie Humphrey, and I am the founder and president of Diamonds in the Rough, Finding the Spirit in Me, and a producer of the Stars Born Talent Events and Talk to Me Media. Our motto is Standing Firm on the Promises of God. I want to thank all my supporters for tuning back in tonight. Tell somebody about this broadcast. Forward it. Let a person know. Email it to them. Whatever you got to do. Text it to them. Let them know that Talk to Me is on. And I just want to thank everybody because this is our ninth season. The ninth season with this particular broadcast. And I have been blessed. And I've been told I've been a blessing. So that's always good, too. And I just want to say that I've had some amazing, amazing people on this show, celebrities and non-celebrities. Tonight, we're talking about the essence of music, the quintessence of music. And so whatever that means to you, whatever that means to the callers that's calling in, we have two dynamic, fantabulous gospel singers that are coming on tonight, and they're going to share their thoughts, and I hope they will bless us in song as well. But I do want to let you know some of the people who have actually graced this broadcast: Glenn Jones, Doobie Powell, Curtis Blow, C.C. Peniston, Melba Moore, J.J. Harrison, Capone, Gerald Kelly, Hope Flood, Jay Alexander, Stacey Ladislaw, Keisha Rainey, and many, many more. We've had about 300 guests that have been interviewed on this particular broadcast for Diamonds in the Rough, Talk to Me Radio, and over 10,000 in listeners, probably more than that, because there's some things that ways that people can get on that is not actually recorded, which I can't tell. So I know that people have been listening, and I hope that you have been educated, inspired, and encouraged to go on and do the best that you can do and be the best that you can be. And so before I get into anything, you know already, you know I got to read some scriptures that pertain to the topic. And so I'm going to bring you to Psalms 95:1. Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Ephesians 5:19, speaking to one another with psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit. Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord. Hebrews 2:12, he says, I will declare your name to my brothers and sisters. In the assembly, I will sing your praises. Psalms 105:2, sing to him. Sing praise to him. Tell of all his wonderful acts. And I just want to give you the last one, which is Psalms 150:1-5. I don't want to read too much because I can't miss these callers calling in. And I want to let you know who this first caller is that is calling in, because she's going places. And Psalms 150:1-5, praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty heavens. Praise him for his acts of power. Praise him for his surpassing greatness. Praise him with the sounding of the trumpets. Praise him with the harp and the lyre. Praise him with timbrel and dancing. Praise him with strings and pipes. Praise him with the clash of cymbals. Praise him with resounding cymbals. So whatever it is in music that you do, you might play in a band, you might sing, you might be the writer, you might do many things when it concerns music. So I just want you to know to continue to bless the Lord and worship him in your particular unique way that God has given to you and gifted you to do. And it may not be music, but tonight we're talking about music. So I'm going to start reading a little bit of Morgan's bio. But before I do that, I need to play a little bit of the OJs. I love music. Yes, that was the OJs, a classic. I love music. I love music too, but I don't like any old kind of music. Okay, it's got to be inspiring and encouraging, and it's got to be saying a good message. So I just wanted to throw that out there, but I'm going to read Morgan's bio. Morgan Crosby was born and raised in Norwalk, Connecticut. Morgan Crosby recalls growing up with a passion to sing. Morgan comes from a long line of singers. Both her parents and grandparents have been singing gospel music for as long as she remembers. It was at the age of 13 when Morgan realized God had called her to spread the good news of Jesus Christ through song. It would be Macedonia Church of Norwalk, Connecticut, that would help cultivate and nurture the gift God gave her. And so I'm going to plug Morgan in right now. Hello?
Hi, Sherry, how are you?
Hi, I'm great. How you doing?
I'm good.
Well, Morgan, it is just a pleasure to have you call in on tonight. And, you know,
thank you.
I heard your voice. I mean, I was taken back.
Thank you
I don't
so much.
Know, you are truly welcome. I don't know how old you are, but I there's something special about you. And
wow, thank you.
I noticed it. I said, this girl right here, God said, you remind me of Kelly Price or somebody like that.
Wow.
And
wow.
I said, you know what? I gotta speak to this young woman. I gotta, you know, get her on my show. And so here we are tonight. And I hope that you're ready to talk to us about the essence of music and what that means to you.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Wonderful. So, Morgan, tell us a little bit. You know, you said you grew up in a family of singers,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then you realized your gift and your calling at age 13.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, usually people who have or are gifted as you have other gifts as well. How
mm-hmm.
did you know that this was it? This was the way that you should go?
Mm-hmm. Well, first off, just growing up in church, usually church kids are always surrounded by, you know, music, and whether it's in the choir or what have you. But I realized at a very young age that I had the gift of singing. So it just came natural for me. Just listening to my mother sing, I always wanted to mimic everything that she did. But then I, you know, realized that I had a voice that God gave me. So everyone has, you know, their own story, their own testimony. But it was at 13, like you said, where I realized that music was really the way that God was going to push me. At first, I kind of was nervous of the call because it's a scary thing. It's a vulnerable place for me to be in. But I realized that I couldn't run away from it. So everywhere I went, people would just, you know, speak over my life and say that, you know, God was going to use me in song. And I finally, as an adult, I'm 31 years old, and as an adult, I really, within the last year or two, really have accepted the call of God over my life and just said, you know, Lord, wherever you want to take me, as long as you're with me, I'm going to do it. So here I am.
Yes. All right, wonderful, wonderful. And so,
yeah.
You know, where do you see yourself going with this? I mean, do you see yourself on a larger platform or you know, just you're just content with the platform that you have? Not saying that it's any less because, you know, it touched me and I needed what you were giving at that particular time.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think about that?
Well, honestly, the word over my life has been that I'm going to be, you know, ministering to people through song and through the testimony that, you know, God has given me, you know, with the way my life has gone. Right now, I really do see myself at some point in time, definitely music being just what I do as a living, just being in full-time ministry. Now, however the Lord plans to do that, I'm just, you know, willing to stay open to see where he leads me. So right now, if it's singing in my church, I'm totally fine with that because whether it's one person that I touch or 500 people that I touch, as long as the Lord is pleased, that's really all I want to do, you know? So.
And that is truly, that's just so sweet. I mean, you can tell that you, when you hear you sing, you can tell that that's what you love and that you're doing it with such passion.
Mm-hmm.
And also conviction because you're ministering, you know, and that's what I like about it because you're telling a story through your song. And there's some PK kids that rebel, you know.
Right.
Why isn't, what is it that kept you grounded to be able to pursue what he gave you and what your calling was in God?
Well, honestly, you know, if I be honest, it was just the upbringing, just being raised in holiness. And I know this is a topic that a lot of people, you know, they have their own views and opinions on, but I'm a testimony, I'm a living testimony that, you know, raise up a child in the way that they should go so that when they get older, they won't depart. That doesn't mean that they won't go through their own storms, tests, or trials, but if as a parent you place God in your children's lives and be that example, those kids will come back. So that's really what my testimony is. You know, I had my season of being a knucklehead, and, you know, we all have our times of where we think we know more than God. But at the end of the day, when his hand is on your life, his hand is on your life. So, you know, he'll allow circumstances, he'll allow trials and errors to come, because those things is what's going to, you know, make you come back. Make you, you know, realize, hey, I don't have it all together. No, I don't know everything, and I do need Jesus. And that really is my testimony, that I had to say, God brought me to a place where I had to say, okay, God, no, I don't have it all. I don't know all the answers, and that's what brought me here, you know, coming back to God, and it was the best choice I could have ever made.
And well said. I mean, you're so well spoken. You have the total package. And, you know, of course, like you said, nobody's flawless or perfect. And, you know, you're going to go through those seasons, and you're going to go through more of those seasons, and it's going to be an even deeper level of commitment and a deeper understanding of what it is that you're ministering about and at different seasons. And so what drives you? I mean, do you write? Do you play instruments as well?
Well, I definitely have written a few songs. And it's so amazing that you asked me that, because it was my pastor's wife that really pushed me out to write my own music. And I didn't even know that I had that in me to do. But I guess, again, when you go through things, when you have something to say, you know, God just pushes that out. Who knew that all of my trials and everything that I've gone through would have pushed me to write music? I will say, like I said earlier, within the last year or so, I've really been saying yes to God. So whereas other people, you know, just jump on it and, you know, do whatever God says, whenever he says it, I sometimes can be a knucklehead. So it took me a minute to accept the call. But where I'm at right now, I definitely know that there's a lot more music to be written. There's a lot more that I have to say. And I know that there's a lot more that God wants to say through me. So
absolutely, absolutely. And so the essence for music is what? I mean, if you had to put it in your words.
Say that one more time for me.
I said the essence of music is what? If you have, you know, putting it in your words, what would it be?
Well, the essence of music really is power. You know, music is something that is, in my opinion, it's moving. It's action. And what I mean by that is, you know, everyone can think, whether it's gospel music or whatever genre, you can think back to a song that you listen to, and it has the ability to make you happy. It has the ability to make you sad. So for me, the essence of what music means to me is just God-ordained music for me. And that is really what he has used to change so many people's lives. If you look back through the Bible, at every pinnacle part of different movements that God was doing, or a change or a shift, he always had music in there somewhere. So for me, music is power, you know, especially God's music.
Yeah.
So that's what I would definitely say.
And that is such a good, that's such a good response. And I hear you. I totally understand, and I agree. Because it has the ability to change a person's actions. If you allow it, especially for people who are not as, I would say certain genres of music can either be negative or positive.
Absolutely.
You can learn from it, or you can not learn from it. So what do you think makes up a good song? You know, because there's so much out here that the young people are listening to that makes absolutely no sense to me. Maybe I'm just getting too old.
Well, I mean, I have to agree with you there. If I just look at music as a whole, I think what makes up a good song is just vulnerability, being real, having something to really say. And right now, you know, just from my standpoint, there are a lot of good people out there making great music. And then, of course, there's others that, you know, just put something together and different strokes for different folks. So some people enjoy that. But if I had to give my opinion on it, I think what makes up a good song is just when you have something to say, you know, and again, it goes back to experience. It goes back to, you know, just your viewpoint. So you can use music as an expression. You can use music as a way to communicate with people. So a good song, again, would just be connection. It would be vulnerability. And, you know, usually those great songwriters, they're writing from a place of experience. So vulnerability
Absolutely.
Would definitely play a big part in a good song.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
And so where do you see yourself going, you know, in the next 5 years? You know, what are there any goals that you might want to reach that you care to share as far as music is concerned?
Mm-hmm. Well, in 5 years, hopefully, I definitely see myself a lot more involved with my music and the gift that God gave me, because I definitely know that, like I said before, that I have something to say to, you know, other young people, period. As a mother, a single mom of two, there's a whole community out there of young moms that really want to make a great, you know, life for their children, and they find it difficult. There's women, you know, being single is not always easy. So through my music and through the anointing that God has placed on my life, I think I can reach out to that whole group of people that are longing just to be heard, you know, longing to find hope, and that all comes through music, especially the music
yes.
that I want to put out there. So
right,
I definitely
right.
see myself more involved in music within the next 5 years.
And that's good. Mm-hmm. So tell us, you know, because you are a single mom, what would you say to somebody such as just, you know, like yourself, who is a single mm-hmm. mom, they have mm-hmm. a dream to uh-huh. to be a singer or to be in the music industry in some way, uh-huh. What encouraging words would you give to someone like that?
I would say definitely prayer would be the first thing. Just pray and wait for God's leading. Sometimes waiting is difficult. It's not easy. I would say stay in your own lane. Don't look to what the person next to you is doing, because if you're a single mother, you have other responsibilities that you have to, of course, tend to or you know. So I would say stay focused, stay prayerful, and trust God, trust the process. And when God gives you that opportunity, do not allow fear to cripple that, because fear can hinder, you know, the move of God. So I would say trust the process. When he opens the door up for you, walk through that door, walk through it boldly.
Yes, and you are so wise, and I totally agree with what you said. Fear can be crippling, and
mm-hmm.
it can cause the process to be delayed. And
Absolutely.
So, yes, and that is so well said. Now,
mm-hmm.
I would love for you to just bless us with something, if
okay.
you would, before you get off.
Okay, okay, but quickly. I love the Lord. He heard my cry. And pitied every groan. Long as I live, and while troubled son to who? His
when I see it.
Oh.
Wow. Oh. God is using you, and you continue to let him use you. And I just know that the higher you go up, you're going to have things that come against you. You're going to have haters. People going to switch up on you that you never thought was going to switch up on you. The higher you go in God and the higher you go in your calling, but you keep your head up. You stay determined because you're going to bless so many people with your voice. God is able.
Thank you so much.
I mean, you just inspired me, girl. I needed that.
Praise God. Thank you.
Yes. So please tell everybody how they can connect to you in case you someone wants to book you out for a particular show or something.
Right. Well, Facebook, it's Morgan Crosby, my name. Instagram, it's Morgan Crosby. So definitely reach out to me there. Email is my name backwards, CrosbyMorgan20@yahoo.com. So on any outlet, definitely feel free to reach out.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Okay.
And is there any last minute words that you would like to give to talk to the audience? I'm so glad that I got you on my show before you blow up. So.
Well, I definitely want to just, you know, thank you for the opportunity. I'm amazed at how, you know, God just worked this out because I was just singing at church, not even knowing who was there. So I really appreciate, you know, you just reaching out to me. And, you know, any last words you said for me to give out to the audience, I would just say, just stay prayerful, be blessed, trust God. As long as you keep God, you know, ahead of your life and in control of everything, you can't lose. So just stay prayerful and you know, the best is yet to come.
Amen. Thank you so much, Morgan. God bless. And you have a good day and keep your head up. Keep moving forward.
Thank you so much. All right. Take care.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There you have it. That was Morgan Crosby of Norwalk, Connecticut. I mean, her voice speaks for itself. I ain't got to say nothing else. Okay, hello. And I want to play a little bit of Heaven from the Jazz Masters. This is a throwback. I love jazz, gospel, R&B, classical. And so, you know, I just wanted to play a little bit of this before my next caller calls in. You are listening to Talk to Me Radio, hosted by Cherie Humphrey. But there you have it. That was Jazz Masters Heaven, throwback for today. I want to thank everybody for tuning in again to Talk to Me Radio. This is the ninth season. I am Cherie Humphrey, and I am interviewing some wonderful guests on tonight. We just had Morgan Crosby of Norwalk, Connecticut on, and I just want to let everybody know, please go to my website, www.ditrfindingthespiritinme.org. Go up there if you'd like to book me out, if you want a contract as far as, teaching the children, do curriculum, et cetera, I can't even list all the things right now that I'm able to do. But if you would like to have me as a spoken word artist or et cetera, please go up there, buy my book, support. Most of them are faith-based children's books, okay? I've been working in the education system and atmosphere with youth for as long as I can remember, since I was a child myself. So it's been a long while, and I've been in the system. I have a master's in education. So there's certain curriculum I thought should be addressed to our youth who are hurting, who may be confused, who may need love, attention, their spirits lifted, self-esteem. So these books are dealing with things such as that. Suicide, foster care, not feeling good about your complexion, homelessness, et cetera, also, my master's thesis is up there, Can a Sister Get Some Love, Boo, You Got Me Twisted, Black Woman, My Best Thing, so many books up there, and 4 e-books. So check out my website, listen to some of the commercials and the footage that is up there. You can also go to the City of Stamford under Youth Services, and you can see information regarding Diamonds in the Rough. I've been doing it since 2002. And so I just want everybody to know, support me, give me a call, text me, let me know what books that you're interested in. It really will help a lot. As far as Diamonds in the Rough events, once we receive funding, I'm hoping for some angel investors or philanthropists to come through, and God will open up the door when the time is right so that I can go to the next level with my ministry, Diamonds in the Rough. It is a real business that was started in June of 2002. God gave me the vision when he called me into the ministry in December of 2001. So it has been a rough road, which it is called Diamonds in the Rough for a reason. Those who have been thrown away, discarded, put down, ostracized, pushed to the side, and everything else, those are the ones that God has called me to. And so I'm speaking on something not that I read in a book, but that I experienced myself. And so I want to read Jennifer Armistead's biography. Let you know that this fantabulous lady is going to grace the show just in a couple of minutes. Jennifer is a Norwalk, Connecticut native where she currently attends Macedonia Church. She's very much involved in her ministry. She helps teach the elementary Sunday school department. She is mostly known for her singing. Jennifer not only helps direct the choir and is one of the soloists, she has had the experience of singing with community choirs and local recording artists such as Dr. Thomas Mitchell, and I know I'm going to screw this name up, Levi Picus from New Haven, Connecticut. I'll let her correct me. The Love Community Choir of Hartford and Jerome Lord and One Love, who I have met many, many, many years ago. It wasn't until she approached her 30s that she fully understood her calling. On September 10th, 2018, she launched her prayer ministry called Monday Morning Glory with Jen Jen, where she goes live on Facebook at 6 a.m. on Monday mornings, leading out devotion, spreading the word of Jesus Christ to all viewers through song, scripture, reading, and prayer. She is currently working on more upcoming and exciting projects, touching the hearts of people. She is determined to stay aligned in the will of God, missing not one opportunity he has in store for her. Jennifer's main purpose is to win as many souls to Christ as much as possible. And it says those who win souls to Christ are wise. And so I'm going to plug Jennifer in right now. Hello.
Hello. Hi, how are you?
Hi. I'm good. It is so nice to have you, Jennifer. It really is.
Thank you. It's an honor. It's an honor. It's an honor. Thank you.
You have such a warm spirit and presence. And I don't know if anybody's listening, but you're going to be able to feel that presence of warmth and compassion and love that this young woman exudes. And hopefully you're going to grace us in song by the end of the show too, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. Okay, because I've got to ask, because Carmichael, I had him on last month, and he got away with that because he was in the airport. So
I got you tonight.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, but tell us what the essence of music is to you, Jen.
I love how Morgan put it, because it is definitely power. It also has the ability to transcend. You can listen to a song and it just brings your mind back to either a good place or a bad place. And which is one of the main reasons why I normally focus on music that is Christian based, that edifies Christ, because I don't like when it brings up those old feelings. When those old feelings come up, sometimes you just realize you're not really healed on the inside. So it just has the power to just really bring your mind back, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And I totally agree with you. I understand. And, you know, I try to invite people on from all backgrounds, all cultures. And because there's something, whether it's in the music or whether it's in the word that's given or whether it's something that one of the guests say, or that I say, that might be able to help somebody out there, because everybody receives differently. And you, when you were up there singing, I was like, I couldn't even put my finger on what type of sound it was that was coming from you. And I just was like, I couldn't compare it to nobody.
My
you
God.
Know? I really couldn't compare it to nobody. You know, and so it just touched my heart. I know that you sang about the blood.
Yeah.
Now, explain that a little bit for people who may not know, because there may be somebody listening that ain't a Christian, that don't go to church. When you were singing about the blood, what does that mean? What does that mean to you?
Yes. Well, the blood song, I believe it's just called The Blood, if I'm not mistaken, but it's by Vashawn Mitchell. And some of the lyrics are, "His blood still works. I'm glad to report that it never lost its power." We're talking about the blood of Jesus Christ. When the Lord sent his only begotten son to die on the cross for the sins of the people of the world, knowing good and well that not everybody was going to receive his, many people were going to reject him, but that same blood that was shed thousands of years ago, it still has working power. When you plead the blood over your life, saying, you know, the blood of Jesus, don't just know it's working at that moment. It just covers you. It has a sense of protection, and it keeps your mind. So when you say, like, the blood of Jesus, just know that it is in full activation. That's exactly what that song is about.
Wonderful. And so is this for Christians only? Is this for non-Christians? Explain, because there may be somebody that's listening that's a Muslim. You know, what is that for, you know, for them? Does it apply to them as well?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The blood, God is for everybody. Jesus is for everyone. He loves everyone. So it's literally, saved or not, all you have to do is call on his name. The name alone, Jesus, has power within itself. Literally, I have my experience, even when I wasn't saved at one point. I call on the name of Jesus, and I feel like something is happening on the inside. It's almost like when you call his name, he just comes down and he's like, "Here I am." You know, when you call on him for help, "Here I am," because he reigns in the just as well as the unjust. He loves you.
Yes.
He's beckoning you just to come unto him, but it's for everybody. It's not just for that VIP or the Christians only. No, it's for every single person who has a mind and a desire to want to call on the name of the Lord.
Right. And do you feel that, you know, because some people are really have been hurt in the church.
Absolutely.
Some people have gone through some really, untasteful situations. Or they may be expecting Christians to be perfect or looking at them and putting certain people on a pedestal, and then they get disappointed. What can a person do to heal? Does music have a part of that? I'm going to let you, speak on that.
Absolutely. I definitely understand what church hurt is as I grew up. When I was much younger, I didn't know what it was called until I got older. And this is real. I don't mind being real and transparent. I've been around people who, yeah, you call yourself Christian, but yet your lifestyle doesn't exude what you just said you were. And hurt
right.
is real. Let's just be real.
Yeah.
This message is real. And a lot of people, they don't want to talk about it. They want to just sweep it under the rug. Church hurt is real. And I have also learned that regardless of people's status in the church, regardless of their title, they're still human. And I had to learn the hard way not to put people on a pedestal, because they stand and mess up and fall just like everybody else. You can't put your whole trust in man, because they will fail you every single time. Single time, because they were born in shame and iniquity just like you and I. They will always fail you. So it's very important. You can hold somebody to a high esteem because of maybe how they carry themselves, but they're going to fall because they're not perfect.
Right.
They're imperfect people, you know?
Yes.
And music has a way of healing. I love Richard Smallwood's song. There's a balm in Gilead. In some of the lyrics, is there's healing for your sorrow, healing for your soul. There's healing for your spirit. There's shelter from the rain, shelter from the storm. Don't be discouraged. There's a balm in Gilead. The balm in Gilead, we're talking about Jesus. He's there to heal your soul. I'm telling you, music is so powerful. There's times that I have to go to worship music. That's going to take me to a place of peace in my mind, because my mind and my spirit has to be settled, because I'm so worried about like the things that are going on, the things that are happening. And when I go to certain songs, like one of my favorites, Yolanda Adams, Just One Prayer Away, God speaks to me through that song every single time, because he's literally one prayer away. He will literally love the hurt away. I know it by first hand.
Yes. Yes. And you have a show that's on Facebook where you minister to people. Tell us a little bit about that and how it was birthed through you and, you deciding to go forward with that.
Yes, it's called Monday Morning Glory with Jen Jen. Mondays at 6 a.m. I go on live on Facebook, and I just do devotions. I would pray. I will read a scripture or two, or just share a certain topic that I know that the Lord has placed on my heart. And I also go, lately I've been doing evening devotions with Jen Jen on Thursday nights, or whatever night that God would lay it on my heart to do it. But lately I've been doing it on Thursdays as well, going through the book of John, because he's placed it on my heart to do so. And this all started, the evening devotion was recent, but the Monday Morning Glory started back in September. And God, just a year or so ago, he already placed it on my heart, but I was being knucklehead myself. I wasn't moving fast enough. Fear gripped me really bad. And I'm like, I don't like when people tune in to me. I hated the idea of going live, people staring at me not being popular. I just let all these things just flood my mind. But God was like, no, but I called you. This is your new year.
Right.
I called you into the forefront. I'm pushing you this season. So I just began to launch it by the help of a few people. A good friend that has been really praying for me helped make my flyer, and I launched it. And ever since then, people who I haven't spoke to in a long time, my family members, people who I went to school with, who I used to work with, not even realizing that they're watching this, and they're like, Jen, you don't understand what this is doing to me. I need this in the morning. This is going to help carry me through the week. And I'm like, to God be the glory, because I'm all about souls.
Amen.
Souls. To God be the glory.
And you are wise if you win souls to Christ.
Amen.
And so, and that's one thing with Diamonds in the Rough, that was the original purpose when I started this, is reaching out to the lost, those children who were disregarded and pushed away or abused or hurt, such as myself, and to give them what I did not have. And so, you know, I understand that. And God opened up diamonds in the rough in so many different ways. It was like, hold up, you know. You know, first you're walking on water, and then you start to realize what you're doing. You're like, oh, my God, is this me? But it's the grace of God using you, you know. And you look down, you're like, oh, my God, I can't do this, Lord. I can't.
Yes, this is a struggle sometimes. It is. But I try to push through. I try to push through because I love the result of touching people. It's such, oh, it just makes, I can't explain it. It makes you feel so good on the inside. It really does.
And so do you sing as well? Do you minister in song on your show?
Yes, I do. There are some times when I don't. I just like to go straight to scripture and straight to the prayer. But I notice this feedback when I'm actually singing. I'm like, Jen, just sing. If the Lord, as a psalmist, he puts all these songs in your heart, you got to sing. And I just, the reaction is just much different when I do open up my mouth to sing. That's what I've just been called to do.
And so do you, are there any other talents and stuff that you may have tapped in that, you know, because it's always that strongest gift or talent that God gives us, but there's always more. When you start to use one, you see that there are more behind that. So, so do you write as well?
Yes, I do. I write. I never really considered myself a writer at the beginning, but just as it was mentioned earlier, through your experiences, God will give you some lyrics. And that was also
classified
in my life about my, you know, I started when I was a little girl, and then I stopped because I thought my words were so corny until my first lady came over to me randomly when I was a little girl, grade school. And she said, your music is going to touch people. It's going to bless people. So when I got older and then I start to experience things, that's where the birthing of these lyrics came. And I had never shared it with anybody yet, but I have them. And I also, I don't consider myself a musician in any way possible, but I do have a keyboard. So I do, I play with the keys. And I just, a personal relationship between me and God. And I just sing to him and I just play. It's just, it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. But even in that, I'm sure he's going to perfect that in me as well.
Absolutely. I'm sure he will. And you know what, Jen, it's so funny because, you know, I can remember several instances where I was being pushed out in the forefront. And I never liked public speaking. I didn't like people, like you said, looking at me and staring me down and things of that nature. But I always seemed to end up in the limelight for some reason. You know, starting at a very early age. And I remember my director, Crystal, she was saying, she was trying to help me with a particular spoken word piece. And this is before I started writing my book and before I started being with the record company and stuff like that. And I remember running in the back of the church at Union Baptist, hiding in a closet. So that so that I would not be able to come out. That's how scared I was, you know. And so what do you tell people? And I overcame it, you know what I'm saying? But it was not easy, you know. But,
no, it's
you
not.
Know, I had a fear of stuttering because people in my family are always stuttering, my mother, my brother, me. So I'm like, I can't do this. And, you know, pushing towards that fear, you know what I'm saying? How did you do that? For somebody that may be listening right now and say, you know what, I can't do it. I can sing, but I'm scared to death. What would you say to them?
I know this all too well. I have gone to a point where the room seemed like it was spinning, and I start breaking out in a sweat, and then I'm literally, like, physically, I'm crying. And I'm like, God, I can't do this. But those are the moments when he wants to use me the most. Fear is so real. That mess will grip you and stop you right in your tracks. But here's the thing. I had to put myself in a mindset that, first of all, my ministry is not about me. It's about Christ. It's not about me. And you can't look at the faces. People, they can look at you and seem so judgmental, but whatever it is that you have to give them at that moment, they're going to need it. Don't even look at the faces. Look at the hearts. And
right.
I had to be pushed out. I was so, like, I get fearful every now and then, but they kept pushing me out there to sing in church. They could push me out there on a Friday night. They could push me out there on a Sunday morning. Even when I didn't want to do it, I had to keep being pushed out there, pushed out there. When you have leadership qualities, you cannot hide. It's like you have no choice but to step in that calling. The more
That's
you get
right.
pushed out there, you start to feel that comfort level. And the more you see people being blessed by what you're doing, it's like, okay, you want that again. You're looking for results. You know what I mean? So it's like, it's really hard. Easier said than done, but it's like you have to push back past yourself. It's not about you. It's not even about you. Somebody needs your voice at that moment.
And so I have one more question before, you know, I ask you to go ahead and bless us in song. How do you keep somebody from having a swole head? Because you may get somebody in the church or outside the church, and people keep calling on you and calling on you. And before you know it, like with me, spoken words started being a job, and I didn't want to do it no more. I did over 100 venues. I'm like, I'm done. I ain't saying nothing else. Leave me alone, you know?
Yes, I know this. Yep.
And one day I had a dream that I got on stage. This is around 2005. I got on stage and nothing came out. Scared me to death. I woke up. And then I got on the stage and forgot the lines, but I made it up, made the rest up. And nobody knew it but me. So how do you, and I knew that the passion that God wasn't first at that point, that I had to retract and be and pull back and get myself closer to him to be able to move on because the love for it was gone. So, you know, you know, tell us about that. Tell us about how to prevent that.
Listen, he will definitely humble you. When you think you're so great, he will show you otherwise, or somebody can do the same that you're doing, but even better.
Yeah.
Or somebody who probably can't even sing as good as you could. But the simple fact that they spent time in the presence of God and that they consecrated themselves, that they have that relationship because they're anointed, that they'll is how God uses that person that outshines what you just did. He will humble you. You have got to be careful. You have got to be careful. He can humble you through maybe through a physical ailment where you can't sing like you used to, and just to be, you have got to be careful being so great. Let him do the work.
Exactly. And he chases those he loves. And you know what I'm saying?
Yes, he does. Yes.
That's real. You know, I don't want to be whipped.
Thank you. I know that's
whooping.
Right. Thank you.
You know
too.
What I'm saying? So some people are like, what's she talking about, anointing? What that mean? Can you tell us just very quickly, I know that was supposed to be the last question, but very quickly, what is anointing? What does that mean to have an anointing and not have an anointing?
Well, that's a good question. I look at it as the oil of God. Literally, his presence. It's like you can have two great singers. One great singer can do all the riffs and this and sing with so much power, but you feel absolutely nothing. But then you have somebody who's just singing flat-footed, not as much riffs, but then all of a sudden something happens on the inside and you begin to cry because, like, you feel the connection and they're touching something deep within you. That's anointing.
Yeah.
The anointing makes a difference in someone's life.
Breaking
really
the yoke.
Does. It breaks every
yoke.
It breaks every chain, every fetter.
Yes, yes. And so I want to thank you so much for coming on, sharing your thoughts, your wisdom, and your personal experience. Please bless us with a song.
Sure. Okay. When peace like a river attendeth my way, and sorrows like sea billows roll, but whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well, it is well.
beautiful. I heard a little bit of Minnie Riperton. I'm sitting here trying to figure out, okay.
Really?
I'm like, oh, that's who it is, Minnie Riperton.
Thank you.
but God is definitely using you and Morgan.
Thank you.
And,
Thank you.
You know, continue to do what God has told you to do. And, you know, everybody has a different assignment. You're going to touch people just as much as she is, but God is going to assign you to maybe different people, you know.
That's
you
right.
never know what he's going to do. And so I just thank you so much. And be blessed, you know, if you ever want to come back on again, if you're dropping a CD or a single, let me know.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. Is there anything that you want to say, last minute words to the audience or somebody that may be struggling with an issue?
Well, I just want to say thank you so much for allowing me to be on this show. And to the brokenhearted, I just want to just, I thank God that God is really going to heal you, whoever you are, whatever it is that you're going through. There's nothing too hard for God. There's nothing too impossible. There's nothing in your life that has happened that he has overlooked. But he's been there. He caught every tear in a bottle. And he loves you more than anybody could ever love you here in this life. I just want you to stay encouraged and stay prayerful and know that God is always there. He's just one prayer away.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Jennifer.
Thank you.
You be blessed. And give everybody your Facebook page so they can go and they can be inspired and blessed too.
Yes, Jennifer Armistead, that's with the A-R-M as in Michael, I-S-T-E-A-D. My Instagram is miss.jenjen33.official. And my Yahoo is miss.jennifer_armistead@yahoo.com. You can connect with me at any time on those sites.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, and you have a good night.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay.
That was Jennifer Armistead. You heard it for yourself. I can't speak on it. You heard the voices of Morgan and Jennifer. It is just a blessing. These two women come out of Macedonia Church. I mean, and the songs, just inspire and get to the bone and the root of it all. And so I'm just grateful to have them both on. I know they're going great places. Jennifer is ministering, and, you know, she probably will be ministering to many people around the country. You know, so I just thank God that I have it because it inspires me. So thank you so much for tuning in to Talk to Me Radio. This is Sheree Humphrey. This is our ninth season. Continue to tune in. We're going to be coming up with some hot, greasy topics where we're going to get down to the grit. You know, some of them ain't going to be so pleasant, but we're going to have these discussions, you know. And so I just want you to continue to tune in. Share this link with someone. Anywhere in the world, you can post up about this particular broadcast and let somebody know what is going on. And Talk to Me is online and reaching the U.S. and abroad. I'm going to take you out with a little bit of my past caller's song, When I'm With You, by Carmichael, the music lover, who was on last month. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Conversation. I know just what to do, baby.